Yes!
Have you heard of Discorder?
Yes!
That salty magazine from CITR 101.9 FM?
Yes!
Pick up your copy of this month's issue at Red Cat Records,
Budgie's Burritos,
the VPL,
or at any of our other 132 distribution locations.
This issue features
Aura Kogan,
Holy Hum,
Van City Queens,
Good Night Out,
and Sawdust Collector.
Plus reviews of local artists, shows, and other creative endeavors.
All in one Salty F publication.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes.
You're tuning into No Dead Air, a music show dedicated towards providing you with jazz fusion, experimental electronic, and post-rock programming. As your host, I do my best to make hard-to-find music more accessible to a larger audience. I hope you enjoy. This episode may contain mature content such as explicit language. For the audience, viewer discretion is advised. So the first track for you guys today is Domain by the Future Sound of London. Lifeforms, their 1994 album, has over time become the Future Sound of London's best-known work in their very large discography. It's an experimental ambient music and electronic record, having a primary focus on the texture of sounds rather than on rhythm or melodic composition. Domain is the first track on the B-side of this record. It is a beautiful song that immerses the listener in a sort of distant memory sound collage. Waves, casual chatter, wind chimes, birds, and marine bells all flow into and out of earshot as a church organ synthesizer pad lightly coats the track. If you listen closely, you may recognize the sample as a famous classical piece of music, but I'm not going to tell you which one it is. So that was the track Domain by The Future Sound of London. This is a London-based experimental music group that was mainly active in the early and late 90s. Some of their most famous records include Life Forms, which is a primarily ambient piece, as I talked about earlier, as well as Dead Cities, which is a dark Halloween, almost scary record of warped and twisted electronic music. And then there's also the Environment series, which is an ambient record collection of several LPs that explore atmospheric sounds and soundscapes. And so it's less focused on the structure of the song and more on the overall feeling that, you know, sounds can convey, inspired by many like Plunderphonic and ambient recordings from, you know, home producers. The next track that I have is called Venus as a Boy, and this is by well-known Icelandic female singer-songwriter Björk. She has cemented herself as a source of unmatchable creativity and talent. And this song is from her debut studio record, aptly named, released in 1993, so just a year earlier than the song that I previously played. Venus as a Boy features worldly percussion, an Eastern-sounding string arrangement, and gentle scaling synthesizer harmonies. But the most notable element of any Björk song, undoubtedly, is her strong and confident voice and her gorgeous melodic inflections. The lyrics are passionate and enticing, making Venus as a Boy a highly worthwhile listen. Thank you.
found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
All right, so up next we have another track by... Oh, actually, first, I have a fun fact for you. I've actually visited all the record stores in an entire country, and that country is from... it is Iceland, and that is where the singer-songwriter Björk is from. And there are three. All of them are located within the country's capital, Reykjavik. It's a little bit of a tour de force. You can go check out all the record stores. And Iceland has a phenomenal music selection. In fact, for a small country of around 300,000 people, they have a lot of very talented musicians that have made a large impact on the music scene all over the globe. In Western culture, a lot of the music scene in Europe, as well as elsewhere, and making an impact in their home communities. Bands like Sigur Rós, Björk, of course, Ólafur Arnalds, and a few others. There's also an Icelandic death metal scene that I'm not quite familiar with, but it does exist, and it apparently it's very good. So maybe I should go check some more of that stuff out. But first, this is another track. It's called Timeless by John Abercrombie. John Abercrombie is a jazz fusion guitarist. On this album, he's playing with a trio of musicians, and it is a stripped-back, quiet, and introspective composition. It's a slow-paced, developing song with bass arpeggios that stage John's improvisational guitar playing. And the drums are dynamic and help to glorify the sense of time. Towards the end of the song, an airy, whistling organ becomes more predominant in the mix and starts to improvise as well. So since this is a longer song, in the interest of time, I'm going to begin at around the 4.5-minute mark. But I do recommend checking out the full track. This is from John Abercrombie's 1975 debut album as well, Timeless. And the song is called Timeless. So that was Timeless by John Abercrombie. And the next song I have is Hugh Dallas by the band, post-rock band Mogwai. Now, Hugh Dallas is an interesting conceptual track. It depicts an acclaimed Scottish football referee in the moments after making a career-shattering decision. The song captures his mindset just after awarding Spain an erroneous penalty kick in the 1998 World Cup qualifiers. The outcome of his decision resulted in a 1-0 lead, or 1-0 lead, over the Czech Republic, preventing the latter from furthering in the series. Now, this was a huge deal. Hugh Dallas is a song racked with self-doubt and internal criticism, and Mogwai perfectly encapsulates the somber feeling and extrapolates it beyond soccer, validating this emotional state as being something bigger than any of us. If you listen closely, you can hear a male voice exclaiming how this fan might set the whole place on fire, presumably a sample taken from the aftermath of the game. Yeah, and it's a gorgeous and lovely track. And I just love how obscurely specific it is in this one case. I wouldn't have expected a band to pick a story to talk about like this. I think it's an interesting take on what you can do with songwriting and how, you know, the meaning of the song might not necessarily be 100% apparent and, you know, forthright, but when you dig a little bit deeper, you know, there potentially might be an interesting backstory that sort of adds new meaning to the song. So this is Hugh Dallas by the band Mogwai, and this is off of their record, Come On Die Young. Don't know when that was released, but I can get back to you after the song.
Makes everything clear. Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pyeongese Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Broadcasting from the unceded traditional ancestral territory of the Coast Salish Musqueam-speaking people. And on to our next track. This track is T-I-M-E, or Time, stylized or abbreviated in such a way. And I'll explain why in just a second. This is a song by Neil Cicerega, and you may know him for publishing the Harry Potter Puppet Pals YouTube videos in the early 2000s. I understand they are a series of YouTube videos, not just the one that particularly went viral. But he is an internet troll and meme artist, and let me explain. His music is notable because it elicits all sorts of strong emotions, ranging from disgust to hilarity to baffling shock. And most of his music involves mixing Smash Mouth with another song from American pop culture, with either one of two possible outcomes. A gross, nearly unlistenable piece of comedic garbage, or B, an ingenious mix of pop songs that merge to become something with an entirely new meaning, all the while poking fun at the resounding similarities in pop music. And T.I.M.E., in my opinion, is one of the more potent songs. It is a mashup of The Village People's The YMCA and Hans Gruber's famous soundtrack from the movie Inception. And it's quite obvious. It's really hard to miss that these are the sounds that are coming at you because they are so familiar. It tells the tale, however, in this context of a struggling, helpless youth who is confronted by an older friend who can relate because he has been down a similar path of hard times and has come out the other side a better person. Sharing his wisdom, he stresses the importance of a helping hand in the time of need and advises him to go to the YMCA, a place of healing and rebuilding. And the lyrics seem to parallel the intensity of the string orchestra as the track progresses. Now, when I was first listening to this, I found it hilarious, but upon re-listening, I kind of just slowly detached into a thousand-yard stare because I'm paying closer attention to the lyrical content and, you know, putting the absurdity aside. If I didn't have any pretext, if I didn't know that the Village People's The YMCA and Hans Gruber's Time were hilariously mashed up together in this way, I would have been none the wiser. And in this mindset, I would have taken this song for its face value, which is deeply moving. And I cannot say anything further than that without having played the track first. So that is what I'm going to do. This is T.I.M.E. by Neil Cicerega.
To feel down, I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy, young man. There's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for young men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You
So the next song I'm going to play is, we're changing it up a little bit. This is going to be some hip-hop and rap music, but I had to feature this because coming out of nowhere, Brockhampton has taken the scene by storm, releasing two full-length records this summer. The band is a large group of diverse personality MCs reminiscent of the Wu-Tang Clan, because there are so many of them, and they all the rap and they all the hip hop and stuff, and there's so many of them. I'm gonna play a couple of songs from their latest record, Saturation 2. It's the sequel to Saturation. One of them is called Tokyo, and the other one's called Jesus. And Tokyo features a captivating instrumental with squawking synthesizers, a tasteful clarinet during the hook, and a steady beat. And the amount of content and the consistency of their content really showcases the talent that these guys have. And the fact that they just went on tour recently has garnered them a lot of success and a lot of popularity. And even though this is a jazz show, an electronic show, a post-rock show, these guys do a lot of interesting things with the electronics on their record, and I thought I'd switch it up a little bit because I can't stop listening to them. So, to be clear, there may be explicit language because I guess this is what people do when they rap, is they tend to say some things, but, nevertheless, without further ado, this is, Tokyo and, then Jesus by Brockhampton.
Too many things I'd rather do different. Woke up in a cold sweat, my emotions creeping. 3 o'clock on the weekend, might as well sleep in. Stay down for the count when she hit me with the what ifs and the what wins and the what thins. Wonder where my life went, living in the moment. I've been thinking all my time spent. Are the bills paid? Does it make a break? Will I find a way? Have my feelings changed? Will I be okay? I don't know. But what I do know is life don't make sense if you can't pay rent. So I place my bed.
What got you shook on this Saturday? I'll take my L.
I got cracks in my phone screen. The past fuck with my psyche. Smoke weed and get high, please. Went to school in the woodlands, and that made niggas wanna fight me. So I don't take threats lightly. Tell them niggas come and find me. Gotta say it in my eye view. New house off iTunes. New money, my perfume. Big smile in a good mood. I've been running out of issues. I ain't tripping when the rent due. I ain't running with a pistol. I ain't locked in the system. Taking care of my kinfolk.
Taking the book out the page of the grace. I'm only human and I'm in mistakes. Chasing my flaws that I can't liberate. Talking to time as the pendulum sways. I can't deface what I didn't create just cause I can't relate. I don't debate. I educate. Illuminate what we can't duplicate. No more moving the place. Second chances feeling overrated. Unappreciated. So I bounced up. Missed the time when we could share space. Made it a lot. Be straight today. We cross up. Nothing better than some time with you because it's time I never want to toss up. Lose myself inside of you. You fight yourself and me. I don't want to be cautious.
What got you shook on this Saturday? I take my L.
Back up. felt awesome when you walked in. You caught me doing something that I should've never been caught with. I played the fall, it's my fall trip. I trip and I fell, still think I'm living in Austin. Remember when I was tripping off some whack shit? When I thought the automatic had an answer? When I was jamming out Beyonce like Sanford? And you broke up with me cause I'm a cancer. Our relationship was toxic, cancer. I fell in love with a dancer in Atlanta. I'm lying, I ain't a Drake ass nigga. I'm more like Troye Sivan with a whole lot of melanin, sending bombs to your line. Grew up on Rockefeller, so I'ma get a chain and sing every song in the vein of your name. And it's a
be there when they call me up. Save me wishing for you. It's the way we talk, it's the way we stop, it's the way we talk. Be there when they call me up. Save me wishing for you. I'm missing you. It's the way we talk, it's the way we stop, it's the way we talk.
So that was Tokyo and then Jesus by Brockhampton, both off of their record Saturation 2. And Jesus is, you know, featuring these lovely piano chords. And on many of the songs off of those records, you know, there's some nice singing with some electronic overlays that they're quite tasteful. You know, they're not cringy, auto-tuned mess because these gentlemen can't sing. I think the added electronic effects add something sort of like a modern digital flair to the record. And there are a lot of more natural acoustic moments that do feature just some straight singing, most prominently by the member who like goes by the name Bareface in the collective. Songs like Summer and Waste, I think they are both closing tracks on Saturation and Saturation 2. Now, both of the records seem to parallel each other in structure and in style. I think they have a lot of similarities between them, and I think the band was wise to sort of release them as a doubleheader back-to-back. I think it really showed audiences what the band is all about. I feel like I have a good understanding of the band listening to these two records, that there's plenty of good, great, fantastic content. You know, these albums are by no means perfect albums, but they're a hell of a mark in the hip-hop scene. And I understand the band has its origins from online. In fact, they were members collaborating on a Reddit thread by the name of Kanye Tidha. So they were all, you know, fans, presumably, of Kanye West. And they started making homemade demo tapes and sending them back and forth, and then eventually decided to meet up in person. And now they've released two full-length records and are on fire. These guys are amazing. And the music videos that they have released are also a very quality, and they have their own artistic style to them. I highly recommend watching them. I think they complement most of the music quite nicely. For the last part of the show, I have two more songs, possibly a third depending on the time. But this one is by Kamasi Washington. Now, Kamasi Washington is a tenor saxophonist extraordinaire, and he is back with an extended play. You may know the band leader from his work as a featured studio musician on Kendrick Lamar's groundbreaking studio record To Pimp a Butterfly, or the untitled unmastered LP that soon followed. And Knowledge is a groovy, coasting track that has a notable dynamic build. And Kamasi's growing altissimo makes yet another appearance on the song as it fizzles away into a Fender Rhodes solo. So lots of time timbres featured on this song as well. Modulating organ pops into and out of the mix, adding some flair. And overall, the band has seemed to further develop since 2015's The Epic, that triple LP that was released with hours and hours and hours of jazz content. Very, very solid record. Really long. But that's less of a complaint since, you know, jazz is so consistent and, you know, the tracks were pretty good for the most part, especially songs like Change of the Guard, Askium, the Clair de Lune cover, Malcolm's Theme. And you know, Kamasi Washington's playing on, you know, some of the projects that he's been featured as a studio musician have been phenomenal as well. So even the live performances of this band as they've been touring. So this is the song Knowledge from the new EP, Harmony of Difference by Kamasi Washington.
Thank you.
Finally, the last song for today, it's by Ariel Pink from the album dedicated to Bobby Jameson. Another Weekend has an infectious, longing chorus that is catchy and easy to sing along to, and I love how the last verse begins at a lower tempo and then builds to the original speed, but lyrically trails off into a reverb, allowing for the instrumentation to carry the rest of the song. It makes for a really danceable outtake, where the listener can detach from Ariel's vocals and have a moment of freedom to move with the music. I also love the squeaky bridge between verses, and it's quite gimmicky, but it really does fit Ariel Pink's aesthetic. And so, as this is the last song for today, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to yet another episode of No Dead Air. And I will see you guys 2 weeks' time, Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. This has been CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus on the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam-speaking people. And yeah, this is it. And good luck to all those people who are UBC students who are writing interns right now, because I'm exhausted. Whew. Okay. Time to go home, I think. But the music stays. Continue listening on CITR for many great programming shows. I don't believe that there are any more tonight. There could be. I can check the schedule. But other than that, continuous. No dead air on this station. All music, all the time. Some talk radio, other things. You know what? Just we're filling the airwaves. And, yep. Okay, I should really just play this song now.
We were once so happy together, but now our love.
That's, see what I mean? That's the part of the song that's talking about.
My life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I
breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m.